Welcome to Shomer Shalom on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Rabbi Yaakov Shalom and Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Chof Beis. The Gemara with Beis in the top of the page brings a definition that Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed are days that we read for Elias, because these days there's no bitul melacha, because you're not allowed to do melacha anyway. Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to do melacha, and therefore you can read another Aliyah. Rashi says, why is Rosh Chodesh a day you're not supposed to do a melacha? We're allowed to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. So Rashi explains that the women don't do melacha. And why don't they do melacha on Rosh Chodesh? Because that was the schar that they got for not worshipping the eagle. Because they didn't participate in Chet HaEgel, so the reward that they got was that they got Rosh Chodesh as a Yom Tov. And that's what the Gemara means, She'ein bo bitul melacha. The Torah Evan asks over here a simple question in Rashi. This is only for the woman. What does that have to do with the men? The women don't do a melacha on Rosh Chodesh. The simple understanding of Gemara is, when there's no melacha, so we add another aliyah, because it doesn't take away from people's work. But if men are anyway the ones that are going to work, and they're the ones listening to the Torah, why do we add an aliyah if the fact that the women don't do melacha? In addition to the fact that even women, it's only a minig ba'alma, it's not a halacha mamash. Therefore, the two heaven once they say, that the men also did not do melacha and Rosh Chodesh during the time of Beis HaMikdash, because they brought a korban musaf. After Chun Beis HaMikdash, we do a melacha, but that's because when the time of Beis HaMikdash was, we did not do a melacha, therefore Rosh Chodesh could say to be a day that there's no melacha. But what is the explanation in Rashi? How do we understand this idea that Rosh Chodesh could say to be no melacha if only women don't do melacha? But the explanation is brought down is based on something that we discussed in previous shiurim, which is what is the inyan of the Isser Melacha that we have. As the Sevi Yisach Moshe says, and it's based on the Arizal, when you don't have a Melacha, when you have an Isser Melacha on Yom Tev, the Pshat is that the Gedusha of Yom Tev is so strong that it penetrates this world, and you can actually feel the Gedusha in the world that you now will do Melacha on this day. And that's the explanation that we brought why Purim, originally it was supposed to be a Yom Tov, but then it did not become a Yom Tov as a Sfarim ring, because it did not, the Gedusha did not penetrate, it was not so apparent, it's a hidden Gedusha. So there's no problem, there's no Isser Melacha on Purim. But Isser Melacha means this day is Kaddish, and when it's more Kaddish, that's why you see this idea that there's no Melacha. And this is the explanation of the Gemara over here, in this Daf, that the more Gedusha you have in the day, the more apparent Gedusha you have, the more Torah you give. What's the pshat that we have another Aliyah on Rosh Chodesh, another Aliyah when you get to Yom Tov, another Aliyah when you get to Yom Kippur, another one when you get to Shabbos? So the Gemara tells us in this Daf, because each one has an additional Gedusha that the one before did not have. Rosh Chodesh and Moed, they have a Musaf. Yom Tov, you have Isur Melach. Yom Kippurim, you have Karis. And then Shabbos, you have Skila. What does it mean? Each one has a little more Gedusha apparent in the world. Rosh Chodesh and Moed, you have more Gedusha. It's a Musaf. Comes Yom Tov, you now do Melacha at all. Comes Yom Kippur, you have already Issa Karis for the Melacha. You come to Shabbos, you have Issa Skila here in Beis Din. Each one, the Gedusha is stronger, and therefore it brings more Torah. There's another Aliyah, there's another additional dimension of Torah that we have in this world. In regards to the Gedusha of Rosh Chodesh, the tour in Arachayim Tzimut Taf Yudzayim, when he brings the Pirkei Der Blazer that says that in Chet HaEgel the woman got the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh, so he explains like this. Really, the Yom Tovim that we have are connected to Avos and the Shvatim. Pesach is connected to Avram, Shavuos is Yitzchok, and Sukkot is connected to Yaakov. Connected to Shvatim, we have the 12 Roshei Chodoshim. Rosh Chodesh is the 12 days, there are 12 mu'adim that correspond to the 12 shvatim. But when Am Yisrael chayta in the Egel, they lost this Yom Tov. But the woman that did not join, they kept the Gedusha of Rosh Chodesh that was there originally. So from this story we learn that what Rashi means over here, that we have a Gedusha was given to the woman, it wasn't that it was given to the woman a new Yom Tov. It was the original Yom Tov that we had before was retained by the woman. So Zog the Sefer Noyim Megadim. So if so, now we understand the idea of the additional Aliyah that we have in Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov. We lost the Yontav and Chet Egel, and it was retained by the woman. Meaning this day has a Kedusha. If it has a Kedusha, it has additional Aliyah. Not because the woman is not doing a Melacha, so therefore we have more time to read the Aliyah. But because women have that Kedusha with Shchedesh, that means the Kedusha is still retained. We still have that Kedusha somewhere in the world. And we have that Kedusha in the world, mainly it gives us another connection to the Torah. We had another Aliyah. The lack of Melacha is not a reason for the Aliyah, but it's a simen for the Aliyah. Lack of Melacha shows the level of Kedusha. And if you have a level of Kedusha, you have more Torah. The fact that women don't do melacha, that shows we still have this yantiv, even though it does not apply to men, but the yantiv applies in the world, so you merely have more Torah. That's the reason we have additional aliyah on the day of Rosh Chodesh. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.